Here is my weekend update. I did the following things. I don't remember, so I'm literally looking at my calendar, even though I started this episode planning to tell you about my weekend. I know some of the things I did, but I don't know everything. So, to review, this past Friday, which was the 22nd, we had dinner. We had dinner with another couple. It was awesome. It's a couple we're hoping to go on a vacation with later next year, and we had a lovely time. It was very fun. There was a restaurant that they loved. And so first we went to their house, and they showed us around their home, and that was beautiful. They don't have any kids, and so their house is like pristine and wonderful, and there was some envy. We go to this restaurant and they're like, hey, just so you know, the manager's a bit salt of the earth. And I was like, love it. Then he comes over and he's like, man, what a fucking night, huh? And it was pretty I don't usually drop F-bombs on this podcast, but it was pretty funny how this guy just came over and immediately was incredibly crass. Immediately incredibly crass would have been a good name for this podcast, I guess, at least for this episode. Maybe it will be the title of this episode. Who knows?
Your daily Lex.
It's funny, I said who knows, but the answer is you know. You knows, because you already saw the title of this episode. So I think it probably will be if I remember by the end of this, which who knows. I mean, again, you do. But anyway, it's funny to say who knows when you already knows the answer. You get it. Okay, so that was Friday night. Lovely dinner. Then Saturday was a big old Comedy Sports 5th anniversary show. I got to do music in the first period of the three periods of the match. And then I was a performer in the final period of the match. It was fun. It was especially fun because we brought back some former players from Comedy Sports Jersey Shore who were honestly before my time there. And, you know, I've met some of them and heard of others of them. And it was nice to get to play with them a little bit. And we had some new player stars. That was fun. And, you know, it was a big celebratory sold out show. So always a good time. And I got to improvise some songs, which is probably my favorite. No, definitely my favorite improvising thing to do. And my buddy Mick and I did a really nice song about Millard Fillmore, who deserves more musical tributes, in my opinion. Sunday, I woke up and I saw on my calendar that I had a podcast recording that afternoon, and I did not remember what podcast it was. I thought that was funny. I knew it must be an incomparable game show, but I didn't know what show or, you know, who was hosting. I just knew I would have to show up at the right time. And then I checked the incomparable schedule and saw that it was a Christmas trivia game show, which it amuses me, frankly, that I signed up for. But I did, and it was fun. I had a good time. After the podcast, I went and picked up kosher Chinese food. So as you may recall, in New Jersey, kosher Chinese history, there was a very close one that was amazing, kosher Chinese restaurant, mid the kind of peak portion of the COVID pandemic. There was a scandal because the owner was photographed and videoed buying meat at a non-kosher butcher. So big scandal, that place shut down. Then they moved. That restaurant was just gone. We found another kosher Chinese restaurant that was a bit further away and definitely less good, but it was at least kosher Chinese food. So we started going there and then it burned down. It was not arson. It was an accident. There was a fire. They say they're rebuilding, but it's been a long time now. Recently, a new place opened up called Te Avon in Jackson, New Jersey, which is about 27 minutes, 28 minutes from my house. So we decided we were going to try it yesterday, which we did. And I online ordered 2.5 hours before I wanted the food to be ready. And then when I went there, they have like a cubicle size space where you wait for your food. You can't eat in this restaurant. You can just pick up your food in this restaurant. And, you know, there's two other people in there, maybe three other people in there, one of whom has clearly already indicated that she's waiting for order, and two people in line. One of whom is clearly an Uber driver. And then I'm waiting and we don't see the owner person behind. You know, the person's going to check on your order because he's doing other stuff. And then another person comes in and pushes past all of us and goes to the front. And then the guy finally comes back to take orders again. And newcomer is like, yeah, the last name is, and I'm like, hey, hang on a second. Like, I just was not in the mood to allow this person to have bus ahead of us. I'm like, hey, hang on a second. There's a line. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just picking up. And I'm like, we're all just picking up. Like, seriously, in what world could any of us be doing anything else? It was a closet. Like, it was all you could be doing. It was insane. Insane. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then the guy gave him his food. And I'm like, really? You're going to give that guy? And I said, okay, fine. But then my food wasn't ready, even though, again, I had ordered it 2.5 hours early. And then everybody else who came in, their food wasn't ready. And then there was a lot of chaos. And I could tell you all the stories of the chaos, but you don't really care about kosher Chinese restaurant chaos, but there was a lot of chaos. And eventually I got my food. And eventually one of the people who had been waiting a very long time, almost the entire time I had been there, realized that their food had been ready the whole time, but had been ordered under a first name and not under the last name. Good stuff. Anyway, the Chinese food was really good. So that's also, I consider a success, even though I had to wait there a long time and I got very annoyed at some of the clientele. Anyway, that was my weekend. Oh no, there was one more thing. The Eagles won their seventh straight game. Fantastic. I love you. I miss you. I'm so glad that we're having this podcast moment together, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
Lex.